So now, let's go back to the book of Mark once more. There's something here that I want to bring out. And in the 11th chapter, we'll just start here in the 11th verse. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple and looked around about upon all things. And now the evening was come. He went out unto Bethany with the 12. Now that's the first big lesson of faith. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. So he didn't just go in there and get mad. Do you remember he prayed all night long before he chose his 12? All night to God. He did not go to bed before he chose those 12 men. Now, here's what is in the garden. That tree. Remember the fig leaves? Remember the fig leaf suits? That's what I thought. But you know, God said, oh, boy, that ain't going to do. So an animal shed its blood to cover him and his wife. So the fig tree is the fruit in the garden. And this is backed up by the teachings of the rabbis and so forth, that that was the fruit. There's a footnote here. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. So what's the deal here? That was a disobedient tree. It got ahead and grew leaves when it had no business of doing that. Anyway. And in the morning, when they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. No, wait, I need to back up here because this is what I wanted to point out. And they came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Now listen. And he taught, saying, is it not written? Now this would be in Isaiah 56:7, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. So, my house in Fort Worth, Texas, is a house of prayer. We pray a lot. And at every meal, we pray for our partners all over the world. Amen. And then there are times, other times, when I'm alone, I just start naming off the countries. Praise God. And in the meetings that we have, we consistently have China and Taiwan both online. Now, there are people take their lives in their own hands to do that. Talk about all nations. United Arab Emirates, England, Scotland, Ireland. Is your house a house of prayer? We pray about everything. And I'll give you my testimony. Am I doing on time? I had a little thing come up here about the size of a grain of rice. And I scratched it. It began to itch, and then it kind of whipped up and got sore. So I went and had it looked at. And you know, it always, when I said, my name's Kenneth Coleman, he said, oh, I know you. He said, my parents and grandparents have been partners years for a long time. I said, thank you. He came back. He said, well, it's malignant. So what? So what do? You go to James 5. So Pastor George and Terry Kelly was on the phone. John was on the other phone. And Gloria's really, really good friend, Bebe, was there in our kitchen. So the pastor went to James chapter 5 and read that whole scripture. And he took that oil bottle and put it on his hand and put it there. And a shock went through my hand. I said, that did it. I mean it. So then we went to the other doctor that's his specialist. And this woman came out and she said, now, Mr. Copeland, doctor is going to go take a little shave of that. She said, be ready to stay 30 minutes, maybe as much as 2 hours, because he's going to continue to just shave that till there are no more cancer cells. Okay. So they came out and did the thing. She came back in there, 20, 30 minutes. She said, well, Mr. Copeland, you can go home. There's no more cancer cells. I said, well, of course there's no more cancer cells. That anointing killed it. But there was no fear because we stay in faith all the time. Pray in the Spirit a lot. And so we just began to thank God. So he sewed it up. Tony, you can almost see that scar. Never was any problem because of the book. Because of the book. And I like what Brother Hagin used to say. He said, well, I have inside information, and it's all inside of this book I have. Yes, it is. It's all there. The Apostle Peter wrote, we have exceeding great and precious promises. In my Bible, I wrote covenant right there. I did some teaching on that at KCBC. But this is what prayer is, and it's what prayer is for. It is our divine connection. Isn't it wonderful that it is written? And there have been scholars that have tried to debunk it for centuries. They can't. There's too much evidence. There's too many miracles. There's too many healed people. My dad said one time, he said, Kenneth, if I found out there wasn't any Jesus, there wasn't any God, I'd live this way anyway because it works. But he said, because it works, I know there's a Jesus and I know there's a God. Amen. Hallelujah. And mama just kept believing and just stayed strong right up until she left. And people said, I'm so sorry you lost your mother. I didn't lose her.
That's right. Yeah.
I know exactly where she is.
Amen. Amen.
She knows where I am. I saw her just before she left.
Yes.
But I was driving down the freeway one day because I refused to be full of grief over it. Grief is a killer. It's death's first cousin. And that's what depression is grieving over something you haven't lost. Anyway, all of a sudden, it just came on me. I said, fly, little bird, fly. And that was it. So at her home going, and of course, it was there at EMIC. And I had a picture that she had. And I remember the time when those pictures were made. I was a small boy, but it was back before colored film. And an artist colored those pictures. It's just gorgeous. She had her head back on this couch. I was sitting there next to my dad. I said, now, Dad, that's who you're looking for. She's in your future. He said, she is, isn't she? I said, yes, sir. And that's the way she looks now. And he sat there with a smile on his face. God is a faithful God. And I'll close with this. Gloria's little brother, Stanley. I'll tell you, if he wasn't the case, funny little guy. We were there at her grandfather's place at our, just up the road there from our prayer cabin. In fact, Gloria's grandfather and grandmother gave us 4 acres just up the road there from them. And so that's where our prayer cabin was built. And so we were at Pop's house and we smelled something. Went in there and the bottom of the mattress was on fire. Stanley! Everybody just called Stanley. So, anyway. And he became a journeyman rock mason. In fact, he built the chimney on that house. That house was over 100 years old. And it was just in shambles. And so we had it moved across. The first man that came out said, Copeland, you know what I'd do? I said, well, let her sit. So I called Mr. Wooten. He said, I'll move anything. So they moved it across the road and then built it all together, made it nice. Anyway, there's a highway just a little ways from there. And there's the curve that goes around this way, but it has an adverse lean. It does this. You really have to slow down on that curve. He was asleep in the right hand of a pickup, and a young man was driving too fast. And that pickup just left the road and flew into the trees and burst into fire, into flames. So we just got all the family together and went by the Bible through all these things. Well, not long after that, Gloria was at a women's conference. And this woman had been to heaven and had seen some marvelous things. And one that she said, the choir came out on this gorgeous stage, this huge choir, and everyone was singing hymns of the church. And she talked about the hymns that she knew. And then Jesus walked out there and the ceiling flew away because the ceiling was made out of angels and they just all left. And she was seeing this. She said, now the next great event in heaven is the marriage supper of the Lamb. And she said, the hall, this huge dining hall, and people were doing place settings there. So she came to Gloria after the service. She said, Gloria, now let me tell you about Stanley first. I bought him a brand new dress shirt, tie and everything. He cut the sleeves out of that shirt because I saw him walk up a ladder with two buckets of mud, just leaning forward on the ladder. I told Gloria's older brother, I said, I hope you got your licks in. He said, no. He cut the sleeve out of everything he wore. She said, Gloria, you don't know me, but when I was in that large dining hall, there's a young man that came over to me, now, with the faithfulness of God now, and said, would you tell Gloria I was not in that truck when it burned? But she said, Gloria, the strange thing about him, he was the only one that didn't have any sleeves in his garment. So we knew it was Stanley. So don't grieve over your loved ones. Grieve not. In there, the letter to the Thessalonians, it says, sorrow not. Look it up. It's the word grieve. Well, sorrow. I had the Lord just really correct me. He said, stop using that word unless you mean it. And he said, the word is apologize. Sorry, 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 sorry. What are you telling me you're sorry? Good for nothing? Is that what you're saying? Words count. I had a man say to me one time, Copeland, you're too picky. Listen. I'm a way lot more picky about this than I am flying that airplane. And I'm not about to stick that airplane up somewhere like a dart. You have to be really picky about it. And I'm very picky when it comes to my words. Very picky about what I say. If you're going to apologize, apologize. Don't say, well, that was a sorry thing to do. Is that what you want to say? Rude could be a good word. That was a rude thing to do. That word sorrow is part of Isaiah 53. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. That word is also translated weakness. It's also translated sicknesses and pains. He bore our griefs and our sorrows. Words count. I said words count. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. So fill every word with faith. Well, how do I do that? By expecting every word to come to pass. I was in a particular meeting. There was a very difficult meeting in Florida, and we'd had a lot of, this is in the early days, and oh, it was in a little tent, and the rain came, and the tent fell, and I went to the, then people were buying more tapes. This is back in the cassette tape day. So I went to, I ordered tapes from home. They sent a big box. I went to the post office to get it, and all that was left was a big tire mark that went over my box full of tapes. And I went out there, and I got on it, and I started laughing at that tent. Then I'm just soaking wet. And Gloria rolled down, and what are you laughing about? I said, I didn't know I was this big a threat. But we just were laughing about it, rolled a care of it over on God. Well, in that meeting, I got mad. I didn't cuss. Oh, got close. God made me mad. And then I was ashamed of myself. And so I was walking around the room, and I said, I just said out loud, Lord, I'm not going back over there. Just get yourself another boy. I'm not going back over there and stick him up. Thus saith the Lord. me getting mad like that. I heard him say, "Did you confess that sin?" I said, "Yes, I did." Now I learned a big lesson that day. He said, "Kenneth, when you confessed it is not when I found out about it." He said, "That's when you got rid of it." According to our covenant in 1 John. If we repent of our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of that unrighteousness. So be quick to repent, slow to anger, and stay over on the repenting side all the time. And do everything you do with one hand on the love of God, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. When? The moment you made Him Lord.
There is one force that is the source of all spiritual power. One force that will give you victory. One force that is God Himself. It's love. Open the door to God's overcoming authority in your life with the Power of Love package by Kenneth Copeland, The Power of Love and Love Confessions, and a mini book by Gloria Copeland called Love, The Secret to Your Success. When you remain in God's agape love, fear is shut out and you are positioned to never fail. It puts a wall of protection around you and opens you up to receive God's blessing. By faith, you can learn to love with the God kind of love. Activate His power in your life by making the quality decision to remain in love. Continually confess His word. Then begin to see how it causes your faith to work and propels you over every obstacle. Act on God's word and experience the power of love.
Request the Power of Love package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover how to overcome any obstacle in your life through the power of love. Plant God's words of love deep in your heart. Speak words of love with your mouth and see miracles show up in your life. Order online at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. If you are outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
The first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. Settle that.
You see yourself sad, sick, broke, busted, and we're going to struggle. No, I don't. I see myself blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Greater is He was in me than He was in the world.
Join us at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 29th through August 3rd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. He also said to make disciples of all nations and teach them to follow the commands of God's word so that they could live in victory. The commandment to go into all the world was given to every believer. Now, God knows it's not always physically possible for you to go into all the world. However, he has made a way for you to impact the world through the power of partnership. The God-given mandate of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to teach the uncompromised message of faith on every available voice. That message includes proclaiming the truth that Jesus is the only Savior, teaching believers who they are in Christ, and how to receive the covenant benefits God's provided. Now, when you partner with us through your financial seed, then you have a part in every salvation, healing, and testimony that happens through the work of this ministry. Because of your seed, heaven has it on record that you've gone into all the world, preached the good news to everyone, and made disciples by teaching them God's word. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your faithful support of this ministry. Not only does your seed help us in the work of the ministry, but it gives us a point of contact with you. We want to help you stand in faith to receive what you're believing for. And you are prayed for by this ministry every day. Your seed enables us to fill our prayer line with licensed, trained prayer ministers who are ready to pray in faith with everyone who calls. Together, we're ministering to thousands of people every day, helping them live the blessed life God's planned for them. Now, before we go, I want to bless your offering today. Father, you are ever mindful of us. You bless us according to our going in and our going out. You bless us as Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, both small and great. So in the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of the harvest, increase every sower more and more, every sower and their children by the blessing of Abraham. Amen. Now, if you're not a partner and would like to join our ministry family, you can go to kcm.org/partner for more information. Discover all the rewards of your covenant partnership today. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.